This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. The noisy background indicates that we are in a resettlement area. It's a most extraordinary sight here in Hong Kong to see where the people are living in these resettlement areas. There is a seven-story apartment block coloured red in front of me. To my right, there is a green one, and we're standing under yet another one. And in each of these apartment blocks, there is a series of 12 by 10 rooms, and how many people live in each room is anybody's business. As a matter of fact, here is somebody whose business it is to know all these facts, and he is David Elder of the American Friends Service Committee. Dave, how many people per room in these blocks of buildings here?
The rooms are set up for 5 adults or equivalent. A child under 10 counts as half.
I see.
Actually, most of them are now occupied by 5.5 people by that method of counting.
And the rooftops have schools and recreational facilities, don't they?
The great majority of them are schools. There are a few boys and girls clubs and, like ourselves, welfare agencies with other activities on the rooftops.
Dave, your business here, of course, is to help these people with their problems as they crop up, isn't it?
Yes, and to try to help develop some sense of community in this very heterogeneous area.
Well, will you tell me about just one person that you have met and whom you know?
Well, the one in particular that comes to mind is a boy by the name Lei Yukin, who has been coming to our library for a good number of years. I call him a boy because he looks like it, but he's really a young man of 22 years old. Mm-hmm. And he is easily noticed because he's come on wooden stool. His legs don't work, and he's been using a stool to prop himself up and pull himself along.
Well, that must be most awkward, living in apartments. Which floor does he live on?
Third floor, which is some distance up. That is about mid-level on these apartment blocks. He's quite agile. He can get on buses and get around quite well.
Yeah, where is he today?
Right now, he's in Queen Elizabeth Hospital.
Did you get him there?
We had a hand in it. In the library, he saw a sign saying we had an accounting class.
That means in your library?
In our library, yeah. Yes.
Did he have any job?
He did not. He is not employed. He's living with his uncle and aunt, actually. His own parents are divorced. And he's been living with his family for quite some years, and they take quite good care of him. They're not a poor family, so he has been maintained without undue hardship. But he felt that he would like to support himself, and this is one possible way of doing it.
Learning accounting.
Mm. And then our librarian referred him to our caseworker, who brought in our group worker, and the three of them dealt with him from then on. The accounting class didn't really seem to be necessarily the best solution, but we did agree to see about letting him in the next time we started. But the caseworker picked up the question of his medical problems, the fact that he can't walk around, and even an accountant has to go out and collect overdue bills and things like that. Well, the caseworker encouraged him to go and get a thorough medical evaluation. That, in turn, led to what has now been 3 operations and a number of weeks in the rehabilitation center. Mm-hmm. He seems to have picked up a good deal. He's walked on crutches much better, and we hope very much that this means his legs are actually more usable than before.
And you're feeding his mind in the library, and I've just been in the library, and it's extraordinary to see all those little thin Chinese books there, and what a crowd of people in the library reading them.
Well, it is a well-attended library. We have about 350 a day come and use it.
And he comes in too, does he?
He has been coming regularly. In the summer, of course, we have many more when school's out. We have up to 600 a day sometimes there, and it's a small room, as you see.
Indeed. They wouldn't all come in at once.
No, it's morning, noon, and night.
What do you think his future will be, Dave?
I hope his future will be a job. Now maybe the medical care alone won't do it, nor the accounting class. But we have become involved in him and his life, and he's become involved in the center. And between the combined efforts of us all, we very much hope that he will be able to become at least a self-supporting individual.
Thank you, Dave Elder, for the last 4 years, the field director of the American Friends Service Committee here in Kowloon, Hong Kong. This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is produced by the Methodist Church in association with the National Council of Churches. Presented in the public interest by this station.